Blog Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Martial Arts Talk Radio program. We have on the line Sensei Tim Nelson. Can you hear me, Sensei? Are you there?
Hello, sir.
You're live on the air. How are you tonight?
I'm good, sir. Thank you, sir.
And that our first shout-out tonight goes to Sidekick Talk Radio with Shihan Alan Woodman, the host, and his co-host, Sensei Timmy Frisk, with MMA Corner. And the show, Sidekick Talk Radio, broadcasts every Wednesday at 12 noon, every Sunday at 6 p.m. for 2 hours each show. And to speak to the host, you can dial 347-237-4818. So, Mr. Nelson, how are you tonight?
I'm good, sir. How are you, sir?
Not bad, not bad. I'm enjoying the first couple of days of the new year, getting things set up for our schedule now for 2013. And that, you know, since we opened up a new dojo down here in North Carolina, we're working with our local Chamber of Commerce, some of the schools, the churches in the area. And we're working very hard to try to establish a new base down here. I've only been down here for a short time, and that this is where, you know, the karate started with my sensei and Don Nagel in Jacksonville, North Carolina. So we're back.
And there's a lot of history there. Grandmaster Lewis wasn't far from there either before he died in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yes. Well, it's a great place to be. I got to say that I'm really enjoying my time down here in North Carolina. And that if I have this right, now let me make sure I get the pronunciation of your grandmaster. Yong Sung Lee, is that right?
That's correct. Dojo name, Grandmaster Yong Sung Lee.
Tell us a little bit about your grandmaster.
He's a great guy, of course. Numerous master ranks and a couple different grandmaster rank. Black belt in numerous styles, things like that. He's like a walking martial encyclopedia, still living and breathing with us. There's not too many things that we can ask him about or train in that he's lost on. In fact, I can't think of anything. We do everything with his style. We have the punching, the kicking, of course, forms, weapons, stand-up and ground grappling, joint locks, throws. We covered a whole gambit, and the Grandmaster is a very good teacher. Great for the martial community in our country. We're fortunate to have him still with us.
Yes. And that, do you have any information that you'd like to share with us about how we go about contacting the dojo, or maybe any seminars you might be holding, or workshops, maybe some tournaments, any activity going on in your dojo that you'd like to share with us?
Sure. The Dojo Nim has... He likes to try to do a seminar once every other month or every 3 months, something like that. Depends on the other schedule he has going on. But usually it's every couple or few months. And to check on the Grandmaster, you can look at hipmudo.net. That's his website there.
Spell that for us, please.
H-A-P-M-U-D-O. That's H as in hotel, A as in alpha, P as in papa, M as in Mike, U as in umbrella, D as in delta, O as in Oscar, .net.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And that, you know, last night we were talking about, I get some emails and some requests from some of my Facebook friends, some of the guys I know in martial arts. And one of the things we were talking about last night was that, you know, just because you earn the rank, let's say, of black belt, of course there are many grades of black belt, as we all know, as martial artists. But as an instructor, one of the things that Sensei always impressed upon us was that, you know, take your thumbs out of your robe and get in the line and work out with us. Just because you've achieved some rank now, that doesn't exclude you from working out. And one of the things that I got an email again today from a dear friend of mine out in California. He was listening in on the program last night, and he was like, you know, you're right. I never attended a class really where, you know, some of the high-ranking black belts, because they think they are of rank, that they don't have to work out. Usually when you go into the dojo, no matter what rank you are, you start stretching, you start getting ready for the workout, and that everybody, including Sensei, participates. Even if he's calling the cadence, he's still doing the exercises with us, he's still practicing, and the email basically said to me, why is it okay for a high-ranking black belt to basically hang out and hold on 1 second. We have another caller. Hold on. I think that's Sensei Timmy Prisk.
Hello, sir. Yes, it is.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
I have Timmy Prisk on the wire, and I have Tim Nelson and myself. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
No problem, sir.
So we were just talking about when you come into the dojo, Sensei, I mean, there is no free pass, no matter what rank you are at our dojo. You're supposed to come into the dojo and work out.
Now, hey.
You know, there are times when Sensei will need a black belt to go to the front of the class, go through the basics, go through the kicks, go through the combinations, do the ippons, do the katas, do the jukumite, do the weapons katas, and while all of this is going on, everybody in the dojo has an assignment, whether you're a Q rank or a Dan rank. Now,
right.
A lot of times I get this. One of the key issues is, I'm a fifth Dan or I'm a sixth Dan. I don't have to work out anymore. Well, how do you maintain yourself if you're not active? I mean, 9 chances out of 10, you come to a dojo for what?
To be with your partner. To work out.
And to work out. That's right. Now, is it necessary for the sensei to make some corrections in the line? Yes, of course. Yes, of course. And that, I think we have Greg Melita as well. Is this Sensei Melita?
Yes, sir.
Well, now we have, now there's 4 of us on the wire here. We have Chief.
I feel fortunate. Thank you guys for letting me be here with you.
Thank you for calling them.
Yes, Tim Nelson, Timmy Prisk, myself, and Greg Melita are on the line, live on the air. Greg,
great
I know
topic.
That you are very much into, when you go into the dojo, getting what you're supposed to get out of the workout. Now, I'm sure you've been around long enough to know when you go into a dojo, you're there to work out. Now, I know as an instructor, if I'm at the front of the line and I'm calling the cadence and I'm doing the exercises with everybody, I'm working out as hard as I would as if I was a Q rank.
Hey.
Now, let me ask you this, fellas. Since I have some great talent on the wire, give me your take. Like, if you were to walk into a neighbor dojo, someplace that you haven't been before, and you walk in there and they're doing their workout, and several black belts are standing around, let's say, talking to one another, what's your take on that? Why don't you give me your feeling on that?
I have a better one. I'll jump in for a minute. You and I both have come up under somebody who was a stickler for shutting the door, locking the door, shutting the blinds, sometimes turning the heat up, and everybody in there left bleeding or hurt, right or wrong?
Yes.
So what does that tell you right there from where we come from? We come from, you're there for a reason. You're not there for social hour. There's time for social hour before, and there's time for social hour after. You're there to learn. You're there to train. You're there to work. If you're not there to work, it was always told to us, get the hell out. And that's just, you know, that's very simply put. It's you're there, put in your time, get on the mat, do what you're supposed to do. Have fun, talk, everything after the fact. Have fun, talk before the fact. But when you're there, it's business. It's you know, you're there. It's just like going to school when you're a kid. You're there to do something. If you talk, you're not doing the right thing. If you fool around, you're not doing the right thing. So, yeah, you know, it's always good to have friends and everything, but when it's time for business, it's time for business.
And Mr. Nelson, how do you feel about that?
Well, I like what the sir said there. Of course, he's correct in what he said. Additionally, we're fortunate at our place because we have Doju Nim, and everything and anything that he asks us to do, has us do, he can do easily and usually better than any of us can. So clearly, what he's teaching, he does really well. I mean, he's 55 years old. He still does a full split, still faster than any of us, still makes us look silly.
And, Mr. Nelson, you're honored to get on that floor and learn from him, right?
Absolutely, of course.
And you're more honored getting on that floor and learning than standing and hanging out or talking, so.
Well, every once in a while, that's relevant as well. It's not always the case to where you can be out there sweating. Sometimes you might have a lot of students there that you have to supervise and ensure that no one's hurting each other, not using proper control.
That's a different story. I mean, of course, we're all, as black belts or as instructors, we're there to make sure everything is running smoothly. And, you know, that's not what I don't think the question was. The question is, if we're there, are we there hanging out or are we there training? Right, Shion Vina, is that what you meant by it, or am I taking it the wrong way?
No, that's exactly right. When I'm in the dojo, once we bow in, I have to do everything that I'm asking the class to do. Now,
exactly.
Yes. Yes, there are times when I have to step off the line, maybe adjust somebody's footwork or adjust their block or maybe adjust their...
Exactly.
But then when I'm done with that, I get right back in the line and I do my workout. And how about you, Mr.
Yeah.
Melita? Can you give us your feeling on that?
Yes, I mean, I definitely agree, you know, what everybody's saying. There definitely got to be a delicate balance. I like to use the term active instructor. You know, somebody who's going to be out there and actively being involved and demonstrating the workouts themselves as well as, you know, jumping in for the cadence and, like you said, you know, going around and making adjustments where you need to be paying attention to detail. You know, you see a lot in schools where that you're just walking in and, you know, the instructor just points or says what to do and just walks around and makes sure everything's going on, you know, the right way. That's not what you would call an active instructor, but you do see that, you know, a lot. And I firmly believe going in there and being actively involved, without a doubt. You know, my instructor always says, you know, with his Portuguese accent, you come for talk or you come for train.
I love it.
You know, I like that. You know, either come to talk or you come to train, you know, which one. And I like that definitely because, you know, another issue you see too is people not being involved, and they take rank. they take rank as you've already done something, and so you don't have to do it anymore. And I think that's the wrong view to take. You know, somebody who has rank, that shows your dedication. You know, that shows your loyalty and your knowledge. That doesn't necessarily excuse you from jumping in, you know, for the workout. So that's my take on that.
We have another caller from the 540 area code. Who's calling?
This is Bob.
Bob, this is Danny Venner. You're on the line with Greg Melita, Timmy Prisk, and Tim Nelson. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing well, thank you. This is Bob Bowers. I think I'm Facebook friends with somebody there. I like what you said a while ago about the instructor should be in there working out with the students. I have been to schools and watched instructors who stand and do nothing while they bark out commands. And it's I don't like that at all. I like what you said, and I appreciate what you said about the instructor getting in there and working out as well.
Well, I know that over the years, using Greg as the leader of the class, or maybe that section of class, he would go up to the front of the class, run the basics, run the kicks, and I would go into the line and work out like a student. So
that's good. That's great. That's the way I think it should be. Recently, my son is a sixth degree. My son and I were training at a school, and my son and I were working out fairly hard. And one of the black belts came over to my son and whispered to him, "You don't need to do that. That's just for the other people. Black belts don't need to work out."
That's happened to me also. That has happened to me also in more than one location that I've visited.
And my son looked at this guy and said, "What do you mean I don't have to work out? I want to work out. That's what I came over here for." And this guy looked at my son like he didn't understand what my son was saying. It's depressing. It makes us all look bad. And
I agree with that. I definitely think, you know, because now I'm actively involved in the personal training and everything else, and it definitely relates to the instructorship of the martial arts, because you can very well, without even you knowing, fall into the trap of just pointing and being vocal, and all of a sudden, wow, you're not getting the workout, you know?
You're getting nothing.
You might not even realize it, but you're just so in tune about instructing, and the way I use to never really fall into that trap is be, you know, actively involved in not only demonstrating, but physically breaking, you know, that touch barrier with the student and put them in the right position. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So for me, that takes me out of the mindset of just being vocal and have them figure it out. No, you show them, and then you actually physically move their body in the right position where it's supposed to be, and that, for me, never lets me fall in that trap of always being vocal.
You know,
Teach by example.
Exactly. I got a funny story for you guys. One of the last classes I taught at my old dojo that I was part owner of, we had a women's self-defense class. And hands-on doesn't get any more than this. The females were teachers, they were principals, they were, you know, all different walks of life. And one of them was having a very hard time understanding what to do. And we were trying to show them that they could protect themselves with everyday objects that they had in the classroom if a student got, you know, unriled and tried attacking them, which has happened to some of these women. And the woman had a textbook she brought from her classroom. And I was trying to get her to understand that this is one of the best weapons you could have because it's offensive and defensive. And at one point I showed her to strike with the spine of the book to the basically the sweet spot on the jaw. And she just wasn't getting it. And by the fourth or fifth time, I said to her, "You know what, I'm going to attack you, and I want you to hit me." And on my end, I probably should have been a little more cautious because, you know, everybody is able to do what they're, you know, in that predicament, they could become, you know, stronger. And, well, this woman, who was probably half my size, hit me so hard, I fell to my knees and I was out like a light on the floor. And I mean, and I swear to you, gentlemen, I didn't know whether it was Monday, Friday, or Wednesday. I didn't know where I was. I just remember my face hitting, and then I woke right up and I got up and I was like, "What happened?" And she was standing there almost in tears that she did it. And I said, "No, please don't be upset. I'm glad you just did it because I just proved to you that this works and you could do it."
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, I had
that's
a nice bruise on my
got,
face. I had a nice bruise on my face, but you know what? That's what I mean. You know, I didn't mind it because I got the point across, and I got the point across
absolutely.
The right way.
Absolutely.
So, you know, hands-on is, Greg, man, Sensei, everything you just said is 100%. If you're not a hands-on teacher, if you're not there to get down and dirty and do everything
mm-hmm.
you're showing these students to do, close your doors.
Yes,
right.
And
if
you're saying
don't
pretend
to
be a teacher.
Everybody
that's what I did. I'm a retired school teacher, and so I know how to teach. And I see these people doing these kinds of things, and they're not these instructors, and they're not participating with the students, and they're not leading by example. And it disgusts me. It does. Either you can or you can't. But if you can't, then you shouldn't be teaching.
And then how do you stay sharp? If you're not teaching and you're not working out, and you're
right.
not. You know, the things that, if you're not practicing the curriculum, how do you stay sharp?
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
I mean, I went to the gym twice today. I worked out this morning and again this afternoon late. And I do that every day. I go twice a day and because I am retired. And, you know, it's just that's what I do. And I just get disgusted with people who want to wear a belt and want to get a belt. And then all of a sudden, that's it. I'm finished. I got what I want. And that's
one of the that's great. One of the biggest things for me that still impacts me to this day, it's actually a YouTube clip that I'm going to post on Sensei Venice's wall when we're done here, but it's of a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu instructor course, and basically it's a lot of people in the room, and Corey and Gracie takes a student that wants to learn how to be an instructor and says, okay, I want you to blindfold this white belt, and I want you to instruct to him how to get him from one wall to the other and pick up a water bottle that's on the floor. So the instructor that's taking the test starts to instruct the white belt, okay, take 10 paces up, you know, take 2 steps to the right and then continue on to the wall and bend down and then the water bottle will be right in front of you. And then everybody clapped and it was great. And then Hoy and Gracie says, okay, this is how we're going to teach you how to do it. And Hoy and Gracie proceeds to grab the white belt by the hand and just walks him over to the bottle and puts the bottle in his hand.
What is the shortest distance between two points? A straight line, right? And sometimes you got to lead. Sometimes you got to lead from one side to the other, and that's exactly it.
So, right, very true. Well, thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it, and I enjoy talking with you all.
It was nice speaking to you, sir.
Thank you for calling in.
Sure. Hanshi Vina, if you could, all the hard chargers there on the phone with us, if you could maybe message us each other's Facebook or something like that, that would be great.
I will.
Yes,
and we're going to take a quick 13-second break. Hold on 1 second, fellas.
The Martial Arts History Museum is the first of its kind in the world, and it only exists with your support. Give generously to the museum and always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio.
And Sidekick Talk Radio airs every Wednesday at 12 noon, every Sunday at 6 p.m. Tune in to speak to the host, Shihan Alan Woodman, and we have his co-host on the wire just now, Sensei Timmy Brisk.
I've been a little busy lately, so I've had to take a short leave, but I'll be back on this Sunday's edition. But this Wednesday's, I was having some family issues, and I had my children alone, and I'm not going to get any further. But when you have two kids, it's hard to do something for 2 hours. So,
and then to speak to the host and co-host, you can dial 347-237-4818, and remember, that's every Wednesday at 12 noon and every Sunday at 6 p.m. for 2 hours each show. All right, so we're back now. My next question for everybody that's on the wire, and I guess, Mr. Nelson, you can go first. Give us the details about your dojo one more time. Just spell out the website for us, if you would, please.
Hipmudo.net, that will be H, Hotel, A, Apple, P, Papa, M as in Mike, U, Umbrella, D, Delta, O, Oscar.net. The main one, the headquarters, Dojang, is located in Clinton, Maryland. across the street from Andrews Air Force Base. The Dojo Nim and Master Berent has opened up a new location in Georgetown in D.C. on
nice.
MacArthur Boulevard. We also have one in Annandale, Virginia. And if you go to hipmudo.net, you can see all the different locations there in the under the link locations.
And Greg Melita, will you tell us how we get a hold of you?
Sure. You guys can reach me at my personal email at gmelita@gmail.com, which is gmelita@gmail.com.
And how about you, Sensei Timmy Pris? Can you give us contact information other than Sidekick Talk Radio?
Well, the absolute best way would be through the Sidekick Talk Radio Facebook page. That's what I've been mostly trying to cover. As for training-wise, I'm one of those lone wolf kind of guys, so I have a few places that I'm working with and doing some stuff with. And, you know, I'm all over, you know that. You could find me in New Jersey one day, Pennsylvania the next day, who knows where I'll wind up. But the Sidekick Talk Radio page is the best place to get a hold of me. And or you could find my personal page, Timmy Prisk, right off of yours, or Sidekick Talk Radio, or Sensei Melita's. You know, I'm easily accessible. So if anyone needs to get me or wants to talk, you can call into Sidekick Talk Radio on Wednesday or Sunday also.
And that, anybody have any events that they would like to promote?
On the 26th and 27th of this month, Dojo Nim has a an event over the weekend, like a black belt testing, demos, a banquet, the entire weekend. And also for me personally, that was the Dojo Nim's website there. For me personally, if you wanted to contact me, you could write me at mudorooster@gmail.com, M-U-D-O, rooster, like a chicken, @gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank
sure.
you.
I will throw out there about Sifu Allen Goldberg's event at the end of this month, the 25th and 26th in Atlantic City at the Tropicana. There's fights, there's free seminars, there's the expo going on where you can buy all kinds of great stuff, there's celebrities, there's everything. If you guys can make it, Greg, man, Sensei, if you're available the 25th or the 26th or both days, you know, I hope you can come down to Atlantic City, man. It's amazing. It's one of the best times you'll ever have.
That'd be good. And actually, my instructor, Milton Regis, he's running his New York Pride Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Championship. The next one coming up is February 24th, and that's going to be in Mineola, New York, at Chaminade High School, and that is a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournament.
Very cool. Also, I got one more. Shihan Austin Wright is having his big tournament March 2nd and March 3rd. March 2nd is the Hall of Fame banquet and dinner, and March 3rd is the tournament, Newark, New Jersey. You can get in touch with me, and I'll link you to Shihan Austin Wright's webpage. That's Universal Warrior Arts on Facebook. Get in touch with them. It's going to be a great event. We're going to have some celebrities. I'm going to be bringing some of my celebrity friends over, and it's a great time. So if you guys can make that, get in touch with me through Facebook, and I'll give you Shihan Austin Wright's information, and we can get the applications out to everybody.
Great.
All right, we have about a minute left, and for the last minute of the show, we will promote the new book that's coming out by Shihan Allen Woodman. He is in the process of collecting 100 names to put in this new book for 2013. So submit your bios to this email address. You can use both sidekickpublications@yahoo.com and senseiallenwoodman@yahoo.com. Make sure you put high-res photos along with contact information, your bio, submit it, and let's see if we can get you into the book.
And let me stress, everybody, high res, that doesn't mean something that is a wallet size. It has to be nice and clear. I am trying to help Shihan Woodman with this also, and we really got to stress high res pictures, everybody, so we can get you guys nice, represented properly in the book. 500 people from around the world are going to be in this book.
And Greg, if you'd like to submit your bio with some high res pictures, with please
great.
Do so. I would love to see you in the book. We are going to do something for Sensei Nagel, Peter Urban, O-Sensei, and I want to thank everybody for calling in. Mr. Nelson, Greg Melita, Sensei Timmy Prisk, thank you guys.
No problem, sir. It was great. Thank you.
Well, that's the half hour. It goes fast, fellas, but again, I want to thank you for calling in. What an honor to have you guys on the show tonight. Everybody stayed up late for me. I appreciate that. Thanks.
No problem, sir. I told you I would if I could.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you maybe tomorrow.
Yes, right. I'll be on. Just so that you know, I have it scheduled 11 p.m. to 11:30 every night, including Saturday and Sunday. So that gives me 3.5 hours a week on the radio.
Very cool. Very cool. Awesome.
Great.
And that's for free. So
that's awesome.
I continue to, you know, plug away at Sidekick Talk Radio, Sifu Aaron Goldberg, Dana Stamos, Master Kowaleski, all the guys that are on the Sidekick Radio program. I try to mention them as much as I can.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I like the way we're off the air now, right?
We are. Now the recording is left.
I do like the way that you just got a random caller, which we don't get often on Sidekick, which I'm really, that was very cool.
I'm trying, Sensei. I am really.
That was very cool.
Yeah.
No,
you're
doing a great job. I might not be able to call in all the time, but I do listen, so it's when one of the kids are awake where I can't call in, so.
I know what it is. Believe
yeah,
me,
you know, you've been on the phone with me when they're running rampant, and been on Skype with me when they're Dad. Can you get this? Dad, can you get this? Like,
you know. But hey, so, listen, that's the great part about being Dad.
That is, and you know, that's what I tried to explain to Shion Woodman, because he's Wednesday. He's are you going to be? I said, Alan, I'm alone with my children. I said, you got to understand, I can't do a 2-hour radio show while I have two kids and I'm by myself. It's not going to happen. I don't neglect my kids.
Right.
So, you know, that's what's tough about 2 hours. I wish he would have kept it at an hour.
Well, I'll tell you, the program has been going very well. Some of the guests on the program are quality martial artists.
Oh, absolutely. And that's awesome. But it is hard to fill 2 hours when, you know, it's just tough. It's been easy the last few times because we have gotten guests that do talk about everything, and that's great. But like Wednesday, I couldn't even listen to the show. I'm stuck at an auto body shop trying to get my headlight fixed with my two kids. So it was like, you know, that midday is what really gets me on Wednesday. If it wasn't 12 o'clock in the afternoon, it might have been a little bit easier.
Mm. Well,
but, you know.
Tomorrow's show, we want to try to pick up where Greg and I left off before the holiday, and that is to talk about cross-training and CrossFit training.
Cool, because you know what? I know nothing about CrossFit. I hear a lot about it. I hear a lot of people talking about it. Personally, with my disability, I probably couldn't do it myself. But as for knowledge-wise, I'd love to know more about it. So,
well, Greg has shared with us some of the pointers. Now we intend to go a little bit deeper into it and start to talk about, you know, the routine and how you go about your diet, how you go about sleep and your training and all of the elements that go into CrossFit training and cross training. So
awesome. Sounds fun.
All right, guys, I'll see you tomorrow.
As long as life permits, I'll be on again.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Take care.
See you later.
Bye.